from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A U.S. military airstrike on an al-Shabaab training camp in central Somalia has killed more than 150 militants who are preparing for a large-scale attack. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Davis says the weekend strike used both manned and unmanned aircraft. Davis said the U.S. learned the fighters were about to decamp when the strike was made.
They were nearing the completion of that training, and we took action to ensure that they couldn't put that training to use.
Witnesses say the airstrike hit al-Shabaab's training camp in the central Hiran region, making two passes, firing three missiles with each pass. The United States is promising more transparency on the country's sometimes controversial use of drones to strike terror targets. The White House counterterrorism advisor Lisa Monaco announced that the administration will release an assessment in the coming weeks of both militant and civilian casualties due to drone strikes dating back to 2009. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters today the U.S. considers the loss of life in drone use from several different angles.
Avoiding civilian casualties is a very, very high priority, both for moral reasons, but also because extremist organizations like al-Shabaab would just use the death of innocent civilians to try to recruit additional members and whip up additional anti-U.S. sentiment.
Earnest says the release of the drone strike data is consistent with President Obama's commitment to transparency. Tunisia's Interior Ministry said that 21 militants were killed by troops on Monday who attacked a police station after the militants attacked the police station and a military facility near the Libyan border. At the U.S. State Department, John Kirby said the U.S. stands with the Tunisian people against terror.
The United States remains committed to Tunisia's security and to our close partnership to meet common security challenges throughout.
That's John Kirby. This is VOA News.